You guys are tuned into KXLL. This is Annie on the Spot, and here with the Wool Pullers.
Ooh, dude.
Yeah, what's up?
Both from Juneau.
Yep.
I thought you were from Sitka.
Nope. We just got back from Sitka about a month ago. We played at Home Skillet Fest. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
That was amazing.
Yeah. We're still, jaws are kind of still somewhat
super
dropped.
Super high off
permanently
that experience.
Dropped, I think.
Yeah. It was the longest 48 hours of my life.
Yeah. That was the, like,
so much fun.
Time that takes the longest and you're actually having fun. Yeah. That's really awesome. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your music. I've never seen you guys perform live. I've only seen a Vine clip. I was bummed.
Oh, yeah. Vine clip. Yeah. Where do I start?
This was the wrong question to ask, I can tell.
We have all different. We try to go everywhere, like as far as music, you know, as far as you can with two guitars and two vocals.
Yeah. And we do a lot of covers, and we like to make them our own. And yeah. Just make them, I guess, I don't really like to use the word epic, but as epic as possible.
Yeah. We
like face melting.
Yeah. We like to collect tears and melt faces.
Yes.
Like that's what, when we're writing.
That's our favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
But
like to make you cry.
We were saying earlier, our influences are completely different. Like, I'm really into acoustic, folky music. He's really into grungy 90s Seattle scene.
Metalhead.
Metal. And we've been able to fuse these two styles together in a way where I don't even know how to explain what our genre is.
We've been called a lot of things.
Yeah. I guess the best thing that I can think of is like acoustic folk.
Yeah.
With grungy feel.
What aren't
to it?
You guys?
Everything but that.
We're a little
know.
More serious than Tenacious D.
Yeah.
I would. And Tenacious D is awesome, but
got some sweet solos.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. We're really big on the harmonies too. We like to use our voices. Like
harmonies.
Me especially.
Fun.
I mean, I consider my voice my greatest instrument. Yeah, our harmonies we get lots of compliments on our harmonies and comments about, like, wow, you guys were spot on, and, yeah.
You guys hit the spot?
Hit the spot.
We try. We definitely try.
That's the goal.
So you guys are playing tonight.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Man. Sammy Burroughs' farewell show, Devil's Club.
Upstairs, the Rockwell, $10 cover.
And what time do you guys go on?
I don't know what time we go on. We're on third.
Third,
right before Devil's Club. So it starts off with Slush Not Snow, and then you, Annie Bartholomew, and then Wool Pullers, and
Devil's Club.
Great.
You
bringing
also
it
just
home.
Show up. You also just show up at 8.
Yeah, definitely show up at 8.
Just
that's when the doors
all,
open.
All
it's full bar.
Music.
It's 21 and over. Do you know who's doing the bar service there?
Rockwell Rendezvous.
Rockwell. Okay.
Yeah.
It's right, like some teamwork going
all
on.
All the good stuff.
For sure.
I got a buddy working. Yeah, he's cooking tonight too.
Nice.
Named Eddie.
Yeah, get some food at the Rockwell too. They've got some good stuff.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Oh, yeah.
So what was the name of that song that we played? It was a demo.
Yeah, it was a demo.
It was Riverbound. I wrote that song about 2 years ago. A buddy of mine I went to high school with, He was a musician. He loved to write songs too, but a lot of it has to do with getting caught in the kind of writer's block that he did. Like if you were to think like a river was, like if you thought a body of water was, you know, creativity and, you know, being able to your flow, and then a river just goes one way, you know. So a lot of it has to do with that.
Right on. And that's going to be up on your SoundCloud page soon.
Yeah,
yes.
Shortly. These tracks, we have 6 tracks on our demo album. We don't really want to release them to the public to download. We just want to release them to stream until we can get better, solid recordings of it. And then we'll have an actual EP to release to the public. But until then, we'll have those tracks streaming on SoundCloud for people to listen to.
Right. Cool. Well, coming up next is the Alabama Shakes.
Oh, yeah.
I found you.
Hoorah.